The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 1001. Me and Del now for the next hour here on the show. 713-780-3776. So many different, like after Manny called, Jackie, this is dumb. Okay, comparing, and then, but then Mega Blast. I agree 100% with Daryl Morey is the same, and the Rockets and the Texans are the same. And Bill O'Brien and Daryl Morey are the same. I don't see that. That's ridiculous.
It's a little extreme.
No, that's ridiculous. Two.
If you talk about in product,
I would say that they're in similar screwed. Positions. Yes.
Yeah.
But I do think that listen, in the NBA, you only need a couple of guys, and you can compete.
Team building.
NFL is so much harder to build.
I mean, we see it. The Texans have a good quarterback and still stink.
That said, yeah, you're right. That said, though. Get those guys to come here is another story.
Yes, and Daryl Morey's had to make trades. He couldn't just add a player and keep some of the quality depth that he's had. He's had to bring them in and then piece together things, and it almost worked out for him.
And let's face it, Tillman's not off to a great start.
No.
Not off to a great start, and, you know, he's polarizing. And it's going to be, and it'll be interesting to see if, I mean, Daryl had a hard time bringing free agents here. It'll be interesting to see, you know, you give guys $40 million a year, I'll go there. Yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah, I'll go there.
There's not $40 million on the table from someplace else. The draw for the Rockets, I don't know what it's going to be if these trades that are being proposed go down. The Rockets are going to have to build through the draft. For the foreseeable future.
Man, did you see all the picks the Pelicans have now?
Yeah, and they already have a young team, so you imagine those
trade
picks
with them.
I guess they could acquire James if they wanted.
Yeah. To put Perrin with Zion?
Yeah, and Brandon Ingram and
yeah. Maybe,
you know who would come back here, right?
I don't want Lonzo.
Oh, he would probably come back here.
We ain't doing that. Never mind then.
All right.
I don't want to watch that. Let's get LSU Brian in here. What do you say, LSU Brian?
What's up, guys? Hey, so they traded Covington. That right there tells me it's 100%. The whole starting five is gone. I'm 100% guaranteed. They're selling off everything. And you know what? I'm a diehard Rockets fan, and I'm okay with it. You know, I'm okay. I'm a realist. It's just like the Astros. You got to go through it. But you're gonna take your loss for a couple years. You get your picks. Man, they got two first rounds for them. They got the 16th pick, I believe, in this year, a couple days. I believe it's the 16th pick.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get some for Russ. Got to try to do – so my question is, for James, for me – The best scenario is to get Ben Simmons. Is he a superstar? He's somewhat right there, but he's locked up for 5 years. Now you gotta, because he's got a max. Okay, so I understand Tillman's wanting to shed money, and I get that. But you have that one piece. So would y'all rather that? They're gutting everything, and Tillman's saving money. So would you rather throw that kind of money at Ben Simmons, but you got that one guy with some other pieces around him, or would you rather go with the Nets and get some good, really good role players? I'm not even saying they're a B, but you got a couple guys that could turn out to be. You never know. So would y'all rather go that route or with Ben Simmons?
I don't think it ends at Ben Simmons. If you did make the trade,
well, Daryl will give up 30 draft picks too.
You get a Josh Richardson probably, because as much as Ben Simmons is making, I don't think that even makes the salaries work because Ben Simmons is on a smaller deal.
I don't know why I'm so anti Ben Simmons, but
I understand. I watch Ben Simmons enough because of the conference he plays in, and the Heat and the Sixers have some type of mini rivalry with, particularly with Jimmy now being on the roster. I get it. because it's the NBA and he can't shoot. That'll bother people. But he is an elite player in transition. But if you have your reservations about Ben Simmons, I understand, because why hasn't Ben Simmons found a way to shoot the ball better when that is maybe the only hole in that guy's game? You would feel like he could find a way to be proficient at least, or at least efficient enough where people don't treat you like a power forward from the 1990s. But until that happens, he doesn't take the next step. Well, if you're the Rockets, you acquire Ben Simmons, you surround him with shooters.
Yes.
The problem that'll be Rafael Stone's mission.
Should have been Daryl's mission, but okay.
Yeah. We have an elite point guard, a potential franchise player. How do we make him the best he can be? You find, because of his ability to get to the rim, you find guys that he can dish to. You find guys that can play off of him and make him just this elite 6'10 distributor where you don't really know how to guard him unless you're doubling, and then he's going to find ways to get the ball to other guys. But it would be him, Richardson, and draft picks, because Daryl would give him up.
Oh, yeah, Daryl would give him up.
Now, Tillman, you talk about Tillman and feeling better about Tillman than you do about Cal. Tillman, if there is that alleged, I'm not helping Daryl out, he'd have to get over it and say, look, what's best for my franchise going forward? Josh Richardson's a little older, but young players and draft picks. That's better than what the Nets will give him. And if Harden doesn't like it, oh, well, you're still going to a championship contender.
Oh, I think he being reunited with Daryl, I think he'd love that.
Well, we saw the push last night his goal is to go be with the Nets. Yeah, get over it. Go play with the Sixers.
Yeah. Well, maybe Daryl will trade you to the Nets. Nah.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Nah. I guess I'm warming to that, you know.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it wouldn't just be Ben Simmons. You get more.
Yeah. Where the Sixers going to draft every year, though, that'll be bad.
That's true, but you got to take what you can take, because if you trade him to the Nets, it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, but you try to get him in the future. I want their future picks.
Yeah, and the Sixers.
Like 2024, 25, 26.
Yeah, the Sixers are going to be locked up for a while. They're going to have Embiid and that Embiid Harden thing could be over by 2022, 23, too.
Listen, this Nets thing could be over by next year. After next year.
That's true. We have some options. I just don't know what's going to play into it. Will anger or spitefulness come into play? Or you just say, you know what? He tells Rafael Stone, go find the best deal possible. I don't care what James wants. I don't care what I feel like. Go make the best deal. And we'll see how it shakes out.
It is interesting that he does want so badly to get with KD and Kyrie Irving. He won't be the alpha dog.
No, but maybe, like we talked about, maybe James has said alpha dog over being 33 and still listening to everyone talk about how I've never won. I'll take being the microwave type scorer on that team and winning.
I'll be Chris Bosh.
That'll be fun. Well, Chris Bosh added other things besides scoring, so I would hope he.
Well, no, but no, I mean, he was the third dog.
He was a third wheel, but Chris Bosh sacrificed and provided other things. Does James provide anything scoring?
No.
So I would hope James would add something to his game.
Well, there's the other story out that, hey, not all the Nets want him there.
Yeah,
I could certainly see Kyrie Irving being that Net that doesn't want him.
It would be funny if not all the Nets wanted him there, because they're the Nets who would likely get traded. Yeah, no kidding, you don't want
him there. Well, those guys, obviously. But what if it's Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, I don't know how Kyrie feels about James Harden.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how he feels about that's the guy who wants the ball in his hands, right?
They both do. Now, Kevin Durant has already been through it with Steph. They found a way because they were just really good.
There's a lot of shots in a game.
Yeah, does Kyrie want to add another? And Klay could play off the ball. Does Kyrie want another on-ball dominator on his team?
No.
He doesn't have the pull of, I really want a title, I'll do whatever it takes. He's already got one. KD's already got a couple. So the whole let's sacrifice to win, they've already done that. He's already got that. Maybe that's not such a draw for him.
No, but they still want to win again.
No, I'm not suggesting they don't, but when it comes down to it.
Does James make him better?
Yes. I mean.
Yeah, I guess. But again, if the ball's not in the if the ball's in James' hands, what does James want?
True. The thing is, the Nets are currently with whatever KD is with Kyrie, they both have their health issues. They're a 50-plus win team. James may make them a 60-win team or so, but what does that mean when it comes to the playoffs? They're going to, I would imagine, they're going to be pretty bad defensively. I mean, KD's okay, but I don't know what he's going to give.
Who's
coming off an injury.
Her?
I don't know who they're trading. Look, they're going to be another team that has no depth.
Yeah. Well, that's today. I mean, the Lakers were able to piece the puzzle
true,
together.
But they had two top five players. Now, KD is really good, but and James is really good. But KD and, I mean, AD and LeBron are defensive guys when they want to be, particularly AD. He's a legit defender at the rim. He's scary. The Nets don't have that right
and,
now.
Yeah, and LeBron can D up too.
Yeah, when he wants to. Yeah. The Nets don't particularly provide that level of resistance
no,
right
KD's
now.
No, KD's still got stick arms.
I mean, he can defend on the wing, but I don't know if he's going to be interested in it for the amount of for 82 games or 72 games.
Because that's all they got is wing defenders.
Yeah, they don't. So I don't know. That team I don't think will be great defensively, and I don't know what that team will look like. Who's going to be on that roster going forward? Because the Rockets, if that trade happened, should take everything.
Well, listen, they got Steve Nash, not exactly a defensive stalwart.
Yeah, I don't know what their staff is. And oh, the other thing is Steve Nash is a first-time head coach. That's another question.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that, are you?
I do. In the playoffs, I will.
He's got a whole season, though, to get through that.
Fine, but he's not going to be better than a Spoelstra in the playoffs. I mean, the question is, who else will he see? The East still has Bud, who's not a great playoff coach. Is he better than Nick Nurse in the playoffs?
We don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So that's the other question mark. Steve Nash will be able to out-talent almost everyone he sees in the regular season. He'll just, particularly if James is there, even if James is not there. But do I trust Steve Nash going in his first time going through against accomplished championship-winning coaches? Not so sure. So we'll see.
10:13 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk right now about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. If you're not completely satisfied, and this is a great time, what are we in? Almost to Thanksgiving here. I don't know if they can get it done because what they do is Kevin or Chris or Plotkin or all these guys, they come to your office. They come to your business. They study it. They have to find out everything about your business. And then they're able to get you your payroll. They're able to get you, they let you choose your 401k. They let you choose your insurance, and you get choices of that as opposed to the other payroll companies that are that make you take theirs. That's a scam in this deal now. They may be, you know, they're pricing their payroll lower so that they can gouge you with the 401k, or they can gouge you with the insurance, or they can gouge you and these other things that are their products. HRP says we do payroll and we do HR. And we got to study your HR. We got to study how many employees you got and do all of that. But we're going to customize a plan for you. A place that has 4,000 employees is not the same. It has 15 employees. They're all different. So they're going to customize the perfect plan for you. And if you're not completely satisfied with what your payroll company has been doing for you, then go with ours. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. Have you seen the lines yet, Del?
No.
The opening lines for the NFL?
I have not.
What do you think that the Texans are this week?
Who are they playing again?
They're playing the Patriots at home.
Texans, 2.5 point favorites?
They're 2.5 point underdogs.
Huh.
That win last week by the Patriots?
Yeah, it's in a monsoon. I'm not buying the Pats.
I'm not buying the Pats either. I think that's a crazy, crazy number.
Yeah, that'll weather all the things that could play into it, well, help them out in that game.
Listen, as bad as the Texans were, I mean, and that certainly is playing into it. You couldn't see. It was so windy there. It was stupid wind, and it's sideways wind, and it's impossible to throw the football.
Yeah, and we saw some of that stuff just with wetter weather in the Pats Ravens game. So I'm not taking much out other than that. Then the Ravens have issues snapping the football in that weather. It cost them a couple times.
Yeah,
I don't think the Pats are good, but then again, the Texans aren't any good. Ooh, Bill Belichick versus Romeo Cannell, huh?
Under, over. How many? What do you think this is?
Well, the Texans aren't great offensively. Defensively, neither are the 45?
47.5. Which seems like a high number. I think there's going to be a lot of scoring in this game for some reason.
I feel like this could be in the 20s. Like the low 20s. I could see 21-17, 21-20. The Texans are fortunate that the Pats don't have anyone to throw the football to. Like, this is a game where, are the Texans' corners actually better than the Pats' wide receivers?
Wow. That's a tough question. It's probably the worst receiving core in the NFL, no? And it's probably the worst defensive, worst cornerbacks in the NFL,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, worst secondary, period.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
I mean, the Texans.
The movable force versus the.
I don't know what the other.
Yeah, don't forget what the other one is.
But the issue is the Pats can just hand the ball off, and use Cam as a battering ram too. And I don't trust the. Now Zach Cunningham actually played pretty well. He made a couple stops, but I don't particularly like that matchup of the pass design. We're just going to run the ball down your throat and see what you do about it. Shortens the game, keeps Sean on the sidelines, although the Pats defense is pretty good. I can see this one being, yeah, like 21-17, the final.
Yeah. And is Sony Michel back, I think?
Yeah, I think the Pats would rather run Damian Harris anyway.
Yeah.
He's been better this year, the Alabama running back.
Yep. He looked pretty good last week. That is an interesting line. That's a scary line, if you want to know the truth. Because you don't make the Patriots a favorite at Houston unless you're... I mean, because I would imagine they're going to be just inundated with... I don't know. Are you going to make a living betting on the Texans?
Yeah, and apparently it is the immovable...
Really?
No. The immovable... Is it the immovable object and the unstoppable force? Is that what it is?
Okay, so it's the movable object versus the stoppable force.
Yes.
Okay.
Going against each other.
Yeah, that's Cleveland is -3.5 against Philadelphia.
In Philly?
In Cleveland. Philadelphia is a really, really,
really
poor
bad
football team.
They're really, really bad.
I mean, the Giants took care of that business.
And Cleveland is 6-3, but I'm not sure they're good.
But they're better than
Philly. And Philly has to go on the road.
What is everybody's record outside of the East?
We talked about what it would take to win that division. I'm trying to. Can I think of a? Well, the Dallas beat Atlanta, so yeah, I know that's one
last second, right?
After they were down big, so I know that's one win. The Giants have only beaten NFC East teams, right?
The Giants have beaten the Redskins.
Oh, can't say that.
Oh, the Giants have beaten the football team, and the Eagles, which yes. are all three. Okay.
The Eagles have beaten the Cowboys.
You can't say that. You can't say Cowboys.
Yes, you can. The Eagles have beaten the Cowboys. They've lost to the football team in week one. They're 2-2 in the division. So what poor team allowed the Eagles to beat them?
So and the football team has not beaten anyone outside this division. One win.
Oh, they beat the Niners. The Eagles did when the Niners were all beat up.
Oh, well, right. Okay.
So two wins outside the division.
Two wins outside the entire division in after 10 weeks.
Yeah. They're terrible. The entire division is terrible. And that one of those teams is going to host a playoff game.
Oh, my goodness. I think it's going to be the Giants.
You think they're going to win?
Yeah, I think they're the best team in the division.
Only they should have beat the Bucs if not for some awful throws by Daniel Jones.
So, yeah. I think the Giants are the best team in that division. They've got three wins.
Let's see. Who do the Giants have the rest of the way? Let's see.
The Giants lost by two to the Bucs. They lost by one to the Eagles. They got lost by eight to the Rams. 49ers killed them. They lost by four to the Bears. They're not terrible.
The problem with the Giants is most of their games the rest of the way are outside of the division. They have to play at the Bengals, which is they could lose that one, at the Seahawks, home to the Browns, at the Ravens, and home to the Cowboys. They only have one division game left. Three wins. I'll run it down for you again. Road Bengals, road Seahawks, road Cardinals.
No, home Cardinals.
Home. No, yeah, right. Home Cardinals, home Browns, at Ravens.
Wow.
Home Cowboys. How many wins out of that?
Wow.
Remove the Cowboys from the equation. Do they get another win?
Yes.
Who do you think is most likely?
They could win at the Bengals.
True, but would you...
They could win
favorite?
Against the Browns at home.
That's true, but who do you think... Are they favored in either one?
Wow, and they could win the division with five wins.
I don't know if they're favored in any of those games.
No. Well...
Besides the Cowboys at home.
Bengals will probably be... Well, let's see what the Bengals are.
Yeah, we can find that out right now.
Right now, at this point in our lives, these two football teams that will be doing
there is
battle.
No spread, right? At least on ESPN.
Oh, the Bengals are playing the Washington football team this week.
Yeah, the Giants had the week off.
Giants are off.
So, yeah, they have a bye. So I think they'll be favored in, well, I guess it all depends on what the Bengals do to the Washington football team, win or lose.
Right.
But I think they may be favored in one game the rest of the way, at home against the Cowboys.
Wow. That is unbelievable. And they're going to win the division. Who's the intern out there?
Colin.
You see what he said?
No, I didn't see what he said.
The Eagles will win a playoff game.
They would be the 4 seed, right? Let's see where that stands right now. Colin, the intern.
Of
Villanova. Oh, he's a Philly guy. Well, I don't know why, but he went to Villanova, so I guess he roots for the Eagles, although he's not from Philadelphia. Is that what his setup is?
So, in the NFC, the Packers, Saints, and Bucks.
Right. Ooh.
Packers and Saints are leading their division
right now,
along with the Cardinals.
Right now, it'll be Tampa going to Philly.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
They're not beating the Tampa.
Colin, the intern.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to get a job in this business saying stuff like that?
Well, maybe marketing. Who knows? Is he from Philly? Because I know, or he's from here. Because why are you rooting for the Eagles? I know you went to Nova. His mom's from Philly.
You trying to get with Holly?
No, he speaks English too well. She wouldn't do that. Mom's from Philly. He had no choice.
She doesn't like English speaking people.
She appreciates if English is your fourth language.
Ah, wow. ¿Por qué, Holly?
He says.
¿Qué te pasa?
He says mom's from Philly. Had no choice. He said Holly and I would hit it off. That's what he said. I'm reading the messages on the board right now.
He didn't say I'd hit that.
No.
He said they'd hit it off.
He said, Holly and I hit it off. He didn't say I would hit that. That would be inappropriate.
That is inappropriate. That's inappropriate behavior, Colin.
Yeah, just
you're not going to get far in this business trying to tap that.
I would ask that you stop speaking that way, too.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just, all right?
She's a coworker, sir.
No, I know. I'm just saying Colin's the one trying to hit on
no,
her.
No, he's not. You put that on him.
Colin's trying to tap that, not me.
Stop saying that, please.
1026 ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, all-time low for the Masters. Since 1957, that was the year before Arnie won it, which was probably huge ratings the next year. Mm-hmm.
Final round of the Masters is lowest rated since 1957, declining 51% from Tiger's win last year and 57% from 2018, well below previous lows. And it's not alone. We've talked about this. The World Series, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals, U.S. Open, Triple Crown all set all-time lows this year. So politics, race, time of year, whatever, all sports are hurting.
Yep. I think, again, I'm convinced that people got away from sports and they just said, hey,
I'm okay.
I'm all right without them.
I found a way.
Yep. I found, there's more to life than sitting in front of a TV and watching somebody else exercise.
Yeah, I can do other things.
Yep, I can do a lot of other things with my life. But, hell, the Masters was heads up against football, college football, and pro football, and they had a runaway winner.
Yeah, but yeah, the final
round. There was zero intrigue.
Yeah, the final round competed against, if anyone cared about UCLA and Cal, that was a Sunday game this week with the Pac-12's volatile scheduling. And then you had, as you mentioned, the NFL. And it was a bad showing for CBS. And like I said, it goes with all the other sports. So what do you, and I think, like you said, people have found that sports ain't that important. They'll do other things.
Yeah. No. I can see that. And listen, I'm convinced all these owners that, okay, well, we're going to have a vaccine. Everybody's going to be coming back. Listen, there are half empty, well, it's more than half empty now, stadiums of football, football stadiums, even the ones that are letting them in, yeah. 20% or whatever. I'm not sure they're getting it. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure people are just like, I ain't spending that money. First of all, I don't want to go to a game if I can't tailgate or, have any fun there. Secondly, there's still a lot of people that are nervous about, catching the Roni. And third, I don't have any money. We're broke. We don't have jobs anymore.
Yeah, I was looking at Miami schedule because of their delay. I just looked at their attendance. From the start, they were allowing 13,000 in the building for Canes and Dolphins games. And now the Canes and South Florida in general, when your product ain't great, people aren't showing up. But both teams are having pretty good years. Well below 13,000, except for the Florida State game. They had over 12,000. Rivalry game, people showed up for that. But other than that, even with the team that's been in the top 10 mostly the entire year, 9,000 for Pitt, just under 10 for Virginia. 8,000 for their season opener. People are like, why am I? But no tailgating. People are like, why am I going to do this? It doesn't even feel like the same thing. It's football, but the experience of having, I don't know, even at Miami where crowds are reduced, 40,000 in the building is a lot. It feels a lot better than sitting around 8,000 other people.
Well,
it's not the same.
Coaches who are losing are in a pretty good spot because, we can't have people here because of the virus. So, that's not on me. That's not on me. I know we don't have any attendance here, but that's not on me. It's a coronavirus. Well, guess what? You're lucking out because there would be nobody at your places, and you got an excuse, which you won't have next year now.
No. Well, Will Muschamp, that excuse didn't save him. So we'll see if he's the only Power 5 coach to bite it with a bad record or others.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be others.
Yeah, people thought with no money and COVID, it's a bad look to start dropping people because you got to pay for them to go away, then pay for your next.
Bad look to start dropping? Everybody's losing their job. Why we got to feel bad for Will Muschamp and his millions?
Not for Will Muschamp, but to pay him to go away and then spend more money with another staff when everyone's hurting and you're still finding ways to dole out millions for, quote unquote, just a football coach. People thought maybe that would be a bad look, but South Carolina was like, what's worse? Giving up that many points to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Yeah, and he's a defensive coach.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Dude, you got to be kidding me. It's amazing how, what side of the ball you're on. Brian Billick, how awful they were offensively. Awful offensively. Of course, they put all their stock into their defense.
Yeah, look at the last three games for Muschamp's teams. 52 to LSU, 48 to A&M, 59 to Ole Miss. Last three games.
Well,
and that
yeah.
was the final straw.
And LSU's not any good.
No, and it didn't matter.
No, South Carolina is they're really, really bad defensively.
Yeah.
And you would think dude could – you would think.
And he hired a coach who he hoped to protect his offense, his defense, by not running the spread – running more conventional stuff with Mike Bobo, former head coach at Colorado State, former OC at Georgia. Didn't matter. You know he did everything he could to protect that defense and didn't get it done. So he had to go.
I give you odds. What are the odds Tuesday, right?
That's not a thing, but sure, go ahead.
These are the odds Tuesday. I'm going to throw you the odds Tuesday.
Throw it to me, John.
James Harden is a rocket this year.
I'm trying to think of a superstar voicing publicly that he wanted out and that not actually happening. I can't really think of one. You mean by the end of the year or by the start of the season?
By the start of the season. It's going to be, well, listen, he might pull an AD if you don't. I mean, you know James, man. When he wants something, James gets something.
That's what I'm saying. As he's shown the conviction to the Rockets that, look, you can either trade me or you're going to have a high-priced guy sitting on the bench for games, or maybe I just don't even show up. I put, what are the odds? I'm going to say 3-1 he's not a Rocket.
So you think the favorite that he is a Rocket?
I think it's going to be rough to find a way to get rid of him and get what you want back. And I think the Rockets will still be in the mode of trying to convince him to stay. But the precedent says he's not.
So, no, and I think the $50 million, like what Raheel said, the $50 million a year, that's a nice little ploy. Hey, we tried. $103 million we offered him an extension, and he just didn't want to be here. So we tried.
And the thing with James, he doesn't have any leverage with the Rockets because he's locked in. So he can't tell, look, if you guys trade for me, I'm not re-signing. No, you've got time with that team. So they got years to convince you to hang out. I'm gonna revise. The favorite is he's not a Rocket.
I think so too.
Because he doesn't have any leverage. He can't.
I think it's probably even money.
I can see that.
Even money. They might be able to convince him to stay, but I think it's even money. All these things are piling up now. He wanted Ty Lue. He didn't like who Tillman voted for. He doesn't take the extension. Behind the scenes, he's pining for the Nets. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these things are, I think, made this a 50-50 proposition. Maybe even a favorite.
Throw in the contract for at least for the next 2 years and the player option in year three, but it's for $47 million. He's not opting out of $47 million.
Mm-mm.
He's not. How is he going to threaten another team? Look, if you guys trade for me,
I don't know. He
at
might.
33 years
he's
old,
already got so much money. What's
at 33 years old? He's going to opt out of 40. He's going to get. Chris Paul wouldn't give it up.
Well, you know what? He can probably get whoever he's going to. Hey, give me my money, just like Chris Paul did. Sign me to a 3-year deal under the table. Wink, wink.
But I get what you're saying, but when the Chris Paul stuff was because there was some thought that OKC would just push him someplace else. After they acquired him to get more stuff in return. And the thought, and Chris Paul's like, you guys want me to give up the final year of my deal so I can move someplace else? He's like, no, I'm keeping it.
Well, I'm keeping it, and you're going to sign me to a long deal.
Well, he didn't. Well, we'll see if he signs another deal. He'll be 30,
well, no, he did that to the Rockets.
No, I mean, after they traded him.
Yeah.
When they traded him to OKC, people thought if Chris Paul just voids the final year of his deal, he can go anywhere he wants. People would take him because they just don't want to pay that final $40-plus million deal when he's whatever years old. Chris Paul's like, no, I'm not giving up that money.
Nope.
And Chris Paul turned out, I'm actually still pretty good. I don't see James at 33 giving that money up. It's nearly $50 million to opt out. So he has no leverage. He's going to be with the team that he's traded to for 3 years. You can't pressure the Rockets when there's a 3-year deal waiting for the team who acquires you.
Well, it actually makes it more attractive.
Yeah, for him.
For him. Yeah.
For them, for the team
that
trades.
Yeah, that he'll be there.
Yeah.
But that's why it's so scary for the Nets. And what I could see them wanting him because Kevin Durant and Kyrie could be there next year and that's it.
Yeah. I just think he can't box the Rockets in, because it's not like he can force some team to say, if you trade for me, I'm not going to play for you after a year. No, we'll have you for three. You can't pressure us.
Yeah. Unless I pull an AD. What are the odds Russ is here? I think it's better odds Russ is here.
Just because who wants to trade for
right.
him?
Right. I don't think you're going to find I think it's going to be tough to find a willing partner.
And the Rockets don't have picks to give up to get rid of him.
No.
Well, now they do.
Well.
They now have two first rounders.
God, don't give them up. Just draft a player. But you know what? 16th overall in this draft? Of course, you could find somebody.
Well, people.
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't find a Euro and stash him.
Well, that doesn't make anyone feel great. I've seen people say that this draft ain't great up top. So if you're a top five team, it ain't great for you. But there is depth. Like, more commiserate with the pick. Like, if you're picking 20, you can find a good player at 20. But if you're picking two, you're not going to find a normal number two overall pick. What you think is a franchise changer. You're not going to find that guy.
Nope.
And the Warriors are like, that's fine. We'll just take a really good player at two and we'll be fine.
Yeah. It could be dangerous with a really good number two. A second round pick. A number two overall pick. Yeah, I think the odds are much better that Russ is here. I think that's more like 3-1. Or even more.
And not for lack of trying by the Rockets. Just
nope.
Who's taking that
who
guy?
Who wants that? Of course, I was shocked when I heard the rumors. The Knicks might. Having a Russ?
Yeah, they need a guy.
Right?
It's a Knicks move. It would be a Knicks move to do it.
And give up picks with it.
Yeah, they're the Knicks.
They're the Knicks.
You'd get whatever poo-poo platter. Maybe get R.J. Barrett back so maybe they don't have to give up more future first-rounders. R.J. Barrett, maybe Kevin Knox. Got to find a guy to make salaries work. And maybe a first-rounder. And the Knicks would... Well, the Knicks are dumb. I can't say what they would or wouldn't do.
I love it. Call the Knicks. Get the Knicks on the phone. Hurry. Alan said Peach Bowl teams don't draw crowds, though.
Alan...
He is obsessed with you and your Peach Bowl.
I just made the reference because they're probably not going to play in the Orange Bowl.
You don't want them to play for a championship. You want them to play in the Peach Bowl.
No, I'd rather win 10 games and then not get my head bashed in. Alan should know all about getting his head bashed in. I don't have to argue with Alan because his team is terrible. His team is one of the worst Power 5 teams in football.
Well, he says he's an Ohio State fan.
He lies. Alan, I don't think you'd beat Kansas.
You don't think Florida State could beat Kansas?
No. On a neutral field? No. It'd be closer.
What
than
about
you think.
That bowl game? Oh, that's right. You got to win games to get to a bowl.
Yeah, and good luck with that. Getting beat by
Florida State. But you're out.
Florida State's the only team over the weekend who got beat by their transfer quarterback. That was a thing. Like Felipe Franks went to go play Florida, got smashed. Phil Djokovic played Notre Dame, got smashed. Congratulations, the third string quarterback for your team who wouldn't ever get on the field beat you. Nice job, Alan, with your trash ass program.
Ooh, trash ass, he calls you.
They are trash. They're embarrassing. You're like 4 years away from being. Average. Congratulations.
He says he's a Buckeyes guy.
He's lying.
Oh, I know that. 1042 ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
It's an ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Beaumont Roadshow happening this Thursday at Madison's on Dowlin. Josh Innes will be live from 2 to 4 and the Blitz from 4 to 7. Enjoy Miller Lite and Coors Light specials all day this Thursday at Madison's in Beaumont.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. The World Health Organization says this. I think this is... apparently, measles are now the new killer. Worldwide measles deaths climbed 50% from 2016 to 2019, claiming over 207,000 lives.
I've never had any of the quote unquote childhood diseases. Never had chickenpox, mumps, measles.
You never did?
None of it.
You better go get a shot.
I know. I think I did get the shots. But I know if you get it when you're an adult, it's much worse. But I've never had any of those.
I would listen. 207,000. Wait, don't we have a vaccine for this? Oh, yeah, we do.
Is this happening in
worldwide
poorer countries mostly?
Probably.
Is what it is?
Yep. San Diego's got its priorities straight.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego strip clubs are open. Churches, schools, gyms, and restaurants closed.
I'm with it, except I don't care for strip clubs, but...
Right.
Keep all everyone else home and let the entertainers get that work in.
Essential, Dell. That's the key word here.
Do you think, before we stay with News of the Weird, do you think they're making $7.75 million to stay home like Greg Marshall is? That's his buyout?
$7.75 million
to no longer coach. He resigns. And if you missed it, Greg Marshall, the now former Wichita State coach, was accused of punching a player, choking an assistant, and multiple incidents of verbal abuse.
And
he gets a $7.75 million for this year.
Get that man his money.
Meanwhile, like,
he deserves it.
Meanwhile, Kevin Ollie was like, yeah, I committed a couple of violations. UConn's like, we're not paying you. Greg Marshall, yeah, I'll punch a couple dudes. Keep my money.
That's my money.
Have a good lawyer. Have a good agent, I guess.
Don't get in my pocket. A Sacramento event to curb gun violence. Guess how it ended?
With gun violence?
Yeah. That's exactly how it ended, Dell. There is the irony, isn't it?
What did they say? You can't. I'm going to prove a point to you that none of your stupid rallies mean anything?
It was a boxing event hosted by Splash Gang, Houston's clothing and event company, in Sacramento County, California. Oh, Houston is a guy. Anyway, first event, the music and food. It was to promote putting these guns down and cleaning up the streets. Guess what? Gunplay broke out.
Huh. Anyone get really seriously hurt?
I didn't
read that part. Yeah.
A man who sold his kidney to buy an iPhone. Guess how that's going?
iPhone doesn't work.
He requires daily dialysis.
That's weird when you sell an important part of your body.
Right. To buy an iPhone in 2011. Now he's on daily dialysis.
Oh,
I immediately regret this decision.
He bought the iPhone when?
In 2011.
And he's now on dialysis?
Or dialysis.
He's been on it since then?
Now he's on it.
Okay.
It's not working out for him.
Well, and...
Man, do you think I really needed that iPhone?
Like, I've gone to midnight releases for football games, college football games in the past. Wouldn't have sold my kidney to buy one, though. Wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. A British retiree. Apparently, not a great guy. He stole $42,000 from the church. What do you do with the money?
Use it on hookers?
Porn and dating sites.
See, my biggest issue with him is... You don't have to buy porn anymore.
Right. Just go.
I mean,
all you have to do is put porn in, right? And then all this porn pops up.
Maybe you have an OnlyFans girl you really like. You want to give her a couple bucks. But that's not $43,000 worth.
No.
That's probably like $12 a month. What are you doing?
And dating sites? Websites?
Man.
You really? You got porn. Why do you need a woman? A real life woman?
Well, maybe he wants an actual connection, John. I don't understand it, but maybe he wants to, you know, be with a real life woman.
St. Olaf College, taking a little bit of heat. St. Olaf College is urging students not to kiss while they're having sex.
You know, I've seen reports that you can exchange COVID through bodily fluids involving sex that have nothing to do with kissing. Maybe they need to look at that report.
Well, we're hoping you're not riding bareback. I mean,
can they confirm that that's going to be the case all the time?
If they're asking you not to kiss, I'm pretty sure they're also asking you to wear something.
Did it say it explicitly? No.
I don't know.
I've been told, look, college kids, you need to lay out the rules. Be clear. Look, no kissing, no unprotected sex. These are things we need you to do to stop the spread of COVID.
Yeah. A police officer in Cambridgeshire, constabulary, subject to an internal inquiry. He changed the barcode sticker for carrots and put it on a Krispy Kreme box. Huh.
Is it because the carrots are cheaper?
He's not a master. You would think you'd learn some better crooked ways.
Look,
a cop.
I only interact with police through TV shows and movies, but they portray some cops as being really, really dumb.
This one is dumb. He schemed to get $9.95, well, £9.95. box of 12 donuts for less than 10 pounds while in uniform.
What, they just didn't give him the donuts for free?
Isn't that part of the deal? Well, that's America, I guess.
Apparently.
Man, they got to pick it up. Their donut game there. At least 40% of Americans intend to celebrate Thanksgiving with at least 10 people. Are you one of those people?
Ooh, I had this talk with someone, and she was like, my whole family wants to get together. She's like, I ain't doing that. Like, it seemed like extended family. Like, her home is the home where people show up. They all come through. I was like, I got family in Georgia and Florida that are about 100 deep. Hell no. It's going to be me and my dad at home. We're not playing that game.
Well, here, Mississippi Free Press says health experts are warning after big Thanksgiving dinners, plan small Christmas funerals.
Well.
There you have it.
I mean, it's straight and to the point, and they're not wrong. What are you doing? I guess if you can, I don't know, if you can confirm that everyone has had COVID in the last month and they're now COVID-free, I guess do it, because it's like a 2 to 3 month thing before you can get it again, I guess. But what are you doing? Why?
A South Dakota nurse says many people's last dying words are, this can't be happening. It's not real. There's no such thing as COVID-19.
While we're doing chest compressions on you, you're still denying it?
You're still denying this.
I saw that. I think she made an appearance on CNN or something talking about it. I'm like, I don't know who you blame for this. The stupidity of people believing just because you saw it on TV that it's not real. Like, if someone told you, if you drive around drunk at 100 miles an hour without your seatbelt on, you can get in a crash and really hurt people and yourself, would you say that's not real? Would you say that's not real?
No.
Or that's a possibility?
It's a real thing.
Well, I'm not saying it's a guarantee that it would happen. And no one said you catching COVID's guarantee that you'll die, but it's a possibility, so why take the chance?
Right.
And then while it's still going on, you're like, nah, it's not real. Okay. I can't imagine what people who work in the medical field are going through, because they have to have empathy for people when this is happening. You have to, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do for you. This is awful, but yet you had a shot to prevent it. And thanks for bringing the show down, John.
Well, let's bring it back up. Do you see in Texas what's going on here? This is outrageous. Apparently, they're trying to abolish Confederate Heroes Day.
I didn't know that was a thing in Texas.
I didn't know that either.
What day is it?
I just have the council, the bill. And it doesn't say when it is.
How do you celebrate?
They introduced it on the 9th. I didn't know that there was a Confederate Heroes Day, but now that I do.
It's January 19th.
It's January 19th?
Well, this one is called Confederate Memorial. Yeah, it's January 19th in Texas.
This one's called Confederate Heroes Day.
Why Texas still celebrates Confederate Heroes Day?
Because?
It is January 19th.
Because it's awesome?
It's Robert E. Lee's birthday.
It is?
Yes.
Why?
Now,
Can we stop?
Well, state offices remain open, but employees can take a paid day off in honor of Jefferson.
You can take a paid day off?
If you work for the state.
AJ! Not
for us. We don't work for the state of Texas.
I work in the state of Texas.
That's true.
I want my Confederate Heroes Day off.
It honors Jefferson Davis.
I'm sure Charlie's taking it off, but.
Well, he'll just take it off because
he's taking that day off.
He'll just take days off. It might happen to fall on that day.
It just happened to be that day.
You should ask him as he walks in. Charlie, you taking Confederate Heroes Day off?
Nah. 450-pound man. Where do you think he tried to hide his marijuana, though?
In his butt?
Nope.
In his folds?
In his folds. Dude, how about if you're the cop and you got to pick that up?
Protect and serve.
That's not. I'm quitting the police force if I've got to be the one.
That's the thing that sends you
finding his weed.
That yes. Sends you back into private service.
That's it. I'm out.
I can see it. There might be the line. That's a step too far. I can see it. I don't want to dig in any man's folds. Ugh. It's awful. Just the thought of it.
In his folds.
Sir, could you take the marijuana out of your folds? No, search me, officer. I bet you can't find it.
What do you think the dog was? Oh God.
No, I'm sure if a man is willing to stuff weed in his folds, yeah. the dog's nose isn't sniffing weed. It's sniffing a lot of other things.
Yeah. No. All right, we're done. 10:56.
It's the press box.
The press box is next right here. Don't you go anywhere.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.